Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure.
To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Hey, this is Annie, and welcome to Stuff Mom Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio's How Stuff Works. And we have a very important announcement for you listeners today. Samantha, who you've been hearing over our miniseries on trauma, she's back.
What?
Yes. Just like you said you would be. You had a master plan.
I told you. I had a master plan.
Yes. And it worked because you are coming on as co-host full time.
Full time. Y'all can't get rid of me. Yes. It happened.
It did. It did. I'm very impressed.
I've sat in the corner for so many days.
Yeah. She just
and
waited.
I finally
and waited.
Did it. I finally did it.
Well, welcome, Samantha.
Yay.
So happy to have you.
Thank you. I'm so glad to be here. I hope.
You hope.
Meaning also that everybody else is happy that I'm here as well.
I'm sure they are. when we started working on this mini-series, because for this episode, we're going to kind of just, it's going to be conversational discussion of...
A get-to-know-you, let's say.
Yes. Even though we already had a get-to-know-you and our failures.
Right.
But kind of like a state of the union of the show, past, present, future. And we wanted to say when we first started the miniseries on trauma, we did not know that this was going to happen. We did not know that you were going to come on full time.
Right. I think when we initially had the conversation of whether or not I should be on for full time, it was in the middle of the episodes we were recording.
Yeah.
I think we were like in episode 4 or 5. We were like, hey, this might actually work.
Mm-hmm.
My intent was not necessarily of being on a podcast, as in fact, I'm the friend of those who are on podcasts. Like you, I knew you before coming onto the show. We were friends and hanging out. Caroline, who was with Sminty earlier and now with Unladylike, she and I are good friends. So I knew like of that world.
Mm-hmm.
So being a part of it is really weird.
It is. Yes.
But now I'm like, oh, I'm one of the cool kids.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah.
You
I'm
were...
on a podcast. People hear my voice and are confused by my words. Great.
The podcaster's motto. Yeah, it's funny because I was looking for a co-host and kind of trying to figure out what I wanted the show to be. And as we were talking about it with like some of our executive producers, producers, bosses around here, they thought we were trying to pull some kind of fast one.
Did they?
Yes.
I didn't know that one.
Yes.
What did they think we were trying to do?
They thought we were like trying to get you established and then bring you on full time. But I mean, I guess. But I mean, we didn't have some kind of master plan.
Oh, no, that wasn't the beginning.
No.
Because you and I talked about it and I joked around for a while. Like, yeah, I'm going to keep doing this. But then at the same time, I have another job as well as I had another job on top of that.
Yeah.
I have so many jobs, y'all.
You do.
That it was not really in my intent as much as I'm passionate about this specific topic. So let's talk and let's research. And then I was like, hey, oh, you and I are gelling well. Let's mm-hmm. try this out. Let's see how far we can go with this until someone says stop it.
Yes.
I'm still waiting for someone to say stop it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, me too. For some transparency on my end, I know that it's been a confusing couple of months for listeners, I think since November. And it's been confusing for me too because of contracts and schedules, I wasn't sure when and if Bridget would come back. Mm-hmm. And I think no one was really sure. And I was waiting for more information so that I could better plan and share that plan with everyone, but never really came. Right. And I don't think this is anyone's fault, really, but it comes down to a lack of communication or unclear communication. And the reason on pretty much everyone's part, and as I often espouse the power of communication, the reason I have to do that is communication is hard, or it's really easy to get busy and lose your handle on it.
Right.
And it's just like when there's so many moving parts and people.
Right.
Like, I can't believe it took months, but it took months.
It did. There's a lot of conversations to be had, and there's been a lot of shifting, if I'm correct, in the last few years. So mm-hmm. it's not like it's just been the last couple of months. There's been right. a constant shift. Hopefully, it'll be a little more consistent.
Yeah.
I'm going to cross my fingers because that means a lot for me.
Yes. And I really, really appreciate you listeners being patient and sticking around while we sort through these things because it does. It means a lot. And Bridget has another project on the horizon. And hopefully she'll be back to talk about it one day. But in the meantime, you can follow her on social media. She's very active on social media, so that's great. And you can keep up with the work she's been doing.
Yeah, she's been doing some badass work with Afropunk, and she followed the Wyatt Cenac Problem Area tour on yeah. HBO, right? And mm-hmm. that was super cool. I was like, dang, because I met Bridget, and she is a super cool girl. I was yeah. like, I told her I wanted to be her friend, too, but I think she ran away from me. That's fair.
And on a personal level for me, this has been very stressful. And I'm super relieved to have a partner in crime. But it has also forced me to think about what I want for the future. And we've been talking about that together, and we're going right. to get into that a little bit later. And we'd love for listeners to help shape that. And as you probably know from the past couple of episodes, I have suffered from a lack of confidence, feelings of unworthiness, imposter syndrome.
Yeah.
So this has made me face those as well because for a long time it was hard. I just felt like I have no right to be on this show.
Right. And I think you and I talked about the fact that I had a moment of panic like, oh my goodness, how am I supposed to represent women and the strength of women and those who identify as female being a person of color, as well as a person who's adopted, as well as a social worker, as well mm-hmm. as someone in her late 30s trying to figure her life out still. Like, how do you represent and try to see the full strength and push forward and be like, yeah, we are a powerhouse when you feel like you are crumbling sometimes?
Mm-hmm.
And I know one of our reviews, I think you and I just talked about how we were lost girls or lost, the mind of the lost. And I was like, that's not wrong. That's not wrong.
No. I know I told this story on the show before, but I personally, and there is research to back this up, but like on an anecdotal level, I can say that I have been in a group of women who every one of them has done amazing stuff.
Right.
And somebody asked the question, like, who here feels like a failure? And everybody raised their hands.
Yeah.
So I think that feeling is very shared among a lot of people that might surprise you.
Right.
And there is power in being open about it and recognizing that despite feelings of that.
Right.
You work anyway.
Through it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Fake it till you make it.
Fake it till you make it.
You know, there's a lot to be said about that.
There is. So we wanted to talk about some of the things we were hoping to do in the future.
Right. And already we've gotten so many suggestions.
Yes.
And I know there's so many things that they want us to revisit that has been visited in the past. How long has Minty been around?
Oh, Lord.
A long time.
2009, 2010, I think.
Yeah, when it started with Kristen and Molly.
Mm-hmm.
And I know things have changed. Things have changed even in the last 10 years, 5 years, 3 years. And with that, revisiting some of the same issues, you're going to find different results. Yeah. And I think that's a conversation that we have to come back to, though you might be like, you've already had an episode on this or this or this.
Yeah.
You've done so many different episodes that when you and I talk, you're like, yeah, we did this. Or I look back and I see that, you know, past hosts have done this, but I'm like, but yeah, but it's different now.
Yeah.
And we've talked about that. Even the fact that we have to kind of go backwards with some of the laws and policies that was once taken care of 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Now we're having to revisit and have another conversation about why some of the research they're trying to spout out is actually incorrect. And we've got more information about why, let's say, the abortion stuff or the Violence Against Women's Act, we have actual information that actually support the things that we need, and they're taking those away again, pretending like it doesn't exist. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And so we need to go back and have another conversation, I feel like, about what is happening and why it's still pertinent to this day.
Yeah. And I think all of us can relate to this, but things have changed so much in the past decade that when we play on Saturdays, we have the rerun episodes, and it's always kind of strange because I'm like, well, we really could just come back and revisit this whole thing.
All of that. And because we need to also come back, and I know when Bridget was here, and I'm really glad, we need to talk about Black Lives Matter as well as what all of these new policies and or new discrimination type of acts are happening and how it affects people of color. Mm-hmm. Talk about the immigration stuff once again, and we need to talk about how that obviously impacts people of color as well, and specific religions. And once again, we're having to have that same conversation, which we thought, hey, you know, it's 2019. We shouldn't have to come back and pretend like we're back in 1971. I don't know why I use that year, but you know what I mean.
1971.
That was very specific. I'm going to have to go back and look at why I said 1971.
There's something in your brain that's like, ah. It's probably something really obvious. Yeah. Listeners are going to write in, like, obviously you were thinking about this.
I would be like, no, that's not me. That's not what yes, I absolutely meant that.
Always, yes.
Always pretend to take the credit.
Yes. So we're going to talk about what some of our plans for the future. But first, we're going to pause for a quick break for a word from our sponsor.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly boring since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
And we're back. Thank you, sponsor. So, for the future.
The future.
What are you passionate to talk about, Samantha?
Obviously, as you guys already know, I'm very passionate about social justice, especially in the realm of violence against women, girls, as well as curious about, like, pop culture contents and how it influences everyday changes. I think, I love a good Game of Thrones meme. That's everyday pop culture reference right now, especially...
Bran?
I mean, shoot. So many things.
He's given me so much joy.
So many things happening with Bran, the things with Arya, all of the good things.
Yeah.
The anger that comes from the show in itself when everybody's like, what the hell just happened?
Mm-hmm.
Which I have many of those moments.
Mm-hmm.
Can we talk about the fact that I hate shows that just kill off all the animals? Why? Why?
There's that list, right? You can go and it'll tell you, like...
Is there a list?
Yeah, there's a list online.
I need that.
So before you go see a movie or watch a show, it'll tell you, like, if you love dogs, maybe not for you.
But going on to the, you know, future episodes, I think I'm really excited about some of the ideas that you and I have talked about between, like, talking about women and sexuality. I'm really excited about conversations of females getting pleasure as well as understanding our own sexuality or even, like, questioning our sexuality and what does that look like today, especially with, like, the polyamorous stuff and the pansexual. That's really big topics that are just generalized. So I'm really excited about the fact that we're going to focus on it as, like, female perspective.
Yeah.
You know, because I think that's it. Unfortunately, for anything, it definitely is a different perspective. It's definitely a different take and not often discussed.
Yeah. Yeah. And I've spoken before about... when I came on this show, I started as an intern back when this company was owned by Discovery.
Wow.
And there was kind of a big shakeup at our office. And it was one of those days that's, like, really sad. A lot of people got, I don't know if they got fired, but, like, the company changed a lot in one day.
Right.
And so it went from, like, this isn't your boss now, this is your boss now, and this is your job now. And I went from, like, producing a lot of science content to producing stuff Mom Never Told You because I was the only woman.
Wow.
And I'm so glad that I did because it has changed my life. By the time I was so mad. I was like, I want to go to science. It's science. And that's still, like, problematic, yes.
Right.
But it's amazing to me that I came onto this show and it's, like, only now am I like, wait, what is my sexuality? Now that I'm working, you will get to help me work through it on the podcast. And I love people who have written in and said, I think you might be this. Like, maybe.
You have been very open and be like, oh, let me research that. Maybe that is me.
Maybe.
But that's the whole big thing. It's like, at this time, is it really necessary to be defined?
Yeah.
You know
true.
What I mean? That the whole fluidity.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. I do. Like, I am pretty set in who I am and my own habits, and that might be more tradition indoor habit for me.
Mm-hmm.
But I love that it is. Yeah, this makes more sense. Why wouldn't it be this?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, why is it that we can change everything else, but preferences don't change? That's not true.
Right. And
that's
people
not
are
true
so
at all.
Different.
Right. And then individuals, like, I know that's been said many a times. I think I've seen celebrities talk about it, about how they fall in love with a person.
Yeah.
Not necessarily the sexual orientation.
Yeah.
And that makes sense. That makes sense. And then the ever-changing idea that we finally come to the point that people are coming out and say, you know what, I should have been female or I should have been male, and the whole transgender thing. And it makes sense, too. Like, when you meet people and you're like, oh... Yeah, I agree with you. I think you should have been female. You know, you have those moments because it's like, that is who you are.
Yeah.
And that is okay. No one can define that for you but you.
Yeah.
In the story.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not violating anybody else's right for you to be happy and content and live your life as you should.
Mm-hmm.
In the story.
Yeah.
But I think that's the whole overall is that we're going to have that moment of researching and conversations and talking to people. And that's the thing you said before is, we get to bring people with those understandings or have experienced that, and I'm really excited. You and I talked about that. I'm going to meet someone this week who's going to talk to me about some new things that I've never heard of or I've never considered. I'm really excited to meet and talk with her.
Yeah, yeah. We want to continue to bring in people from different experiences because there's so many people doing amazing things out there.
Right.
And... I think it's good to continue having these conversations with just the plethora of experiences And I'm excited for that as well.
Right.
I'm excited to bring in all
these
people.
I mean, and let's just honestly speak. You are a person that, you know, you're Caucasian. Is that what I call you? What do I call you? You're just that white person.
Uh-huh.
That white person
that
over
white
there.
Person,
that
yeah.
white person over there. Mm-hmm. As I am an Asian person, and I would never claim to know the opinions of a Latina person or the opinions of a black woman. Like
yeah.
any of people who are a person of color or a person of different ethnicity or religion. So why would we be the ones that just speak
Absolutely.
About it? You know, and
yeah.
I think that's important that we share that. We agree with, I know there had been criticisms before, we agree that we need to be more inclusive.
Yeah.
And when we say inclusive and aware that we are not the authority of the subject that
yes.
we can't understand.
Exactly.
We may be able to research it and we may be able to empathize and be an ally, but that's completely different
mm-hmm.
than being in the shoes of the person going through whatever it is at that point in time.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's really important that we let y'all know that is definitely a direction that we're going forward. And absolutely, once again, understanding that we need to be very, very socially and consciously aware of what is out here and some of the things that are happening with discrimination as well as prejudice and as well as any kind of racism or, you know, all of those things.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to make sure that people are able to speak their truths as well as speak for their own experiences.
Yes.
That's important to say.
It is. It
I'm
is important
keep
to say.
Babbing. And also I go on tangents. Sorry.
Sometimes. Sometimes a tangent is a good tangent because people can relate. We have a little bit more for you listeners, but first we're going to pause for one more quick break for a word from our sponsor.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly boring since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
And we're back. Thank you, sponsor. One thing we did want to talk about, just because as we're kind of like a soft relaunching, I guess,
right.
And we're getting a new logo.
We are getting a new logo.
New
obviously,
music.
My picture is going to be on there now.
Yes.
You're going to have to see my face all the time.
The if logo is just her face.
I just really
I
wish that would be like,
it.
But I want it to be like very, very close up versions of my face where like all you see is my nose on one and then an eye maybe on another one and one tooth
yeah.
somehow.
Yeah, it changes every week.
I feel like that's sexy.
It could be.
Well. Is there an obsession with teeth? Like one tooth?
I'm sure.
Is that a thing? Someone tell me about that.
I'm sure. We did want to talk briefly about the name. The name Stuff Mom Never Told You. Because the show, the past host, Kristen, and she came up with it.
The originator.
Yes, the creator. At the time, and longtime listeners and people who listen to other How Stuff Works podcasts will know this, that you had to have stuff in the name.
Right.
And so we recognized that the name, and Kristen came to as well, like the right. name is problematic because
at this time, yeah,
not everybody has mom.
Right.
But it's so entrenched and the difficulty of changing the name
right.
is, it's extreme.
especially when it's been established as it
yeah,
is.
Yeah,
it's been
yeah.
a long time going. Like, I wouldn't know what it was.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know what the show was if it was something else.
Right.
But on top of that, we are going to talk about it being as not an acronym, but initials. I don't know what acronyms means, and it's not the initials. Anyway, back to the grammar, back to all of that, it's initials that we'll be referring as SMNTY.
Yes.
The S-M-N-T-Y.
Yes.
A lot more as well, because, you know, we're cool and hip like that.
Hey!
That's exactly what we are.
Is that
but
it?
But that's why we highlighted them. We're trying to, yeah. Because
yeah,
I know for people who are newer listeners,
right.
you might not be used to hearing us.
Right. And definitely going to have it in all of our social media and emails and stuff. It will say mom.
Yeah.
Within all of that mom true. Stuff and da da da.
Yeah. So we just wanted to mention that. That's something that we are
right.
aware of. And we do have a couple of recurring segments that we are pretty excited about. You did hear from one from Eve's, contributor Eve's, and hopefully that'll be recurring where she does female first.
Woohoo.
Yeah, we love Eve's and she's
yes.
great. She has a lot of other stuff on her plate, so hopefully that will be pretty like once a month or something.
Right.
But something else is book club.
Book club.
Yes. Samantha and I have very different tastes.
If you can't tell.
Some of the same ones, but some very different ones.
Right.
So like, this should be interesting.
I like the fantasies.
Oh, yeah.
But I hate sci-fi.
Oh, I love sci-fi.
I do not.
Oh, boy. Well.
This is going to be fun.
Exactly. Well, we're going to try to pick a book each and then take, you know, a month to read it and then discuss it.
Right. And you and I have some really exciting things that are coming out. I think you and I have been talking about our first book club book.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a little more, definitely not necessarily sci-fi or fiction, but it is going to be really exciting because hopefully we can get the authors on here as well and we can have a full discussion. And you guys already love the authors, so it'll be fantastic.
I love this, like, tease.
I'm teasing.
Yes.
I'm so good at it.
but we would love for listeners to submit some suggestions as well.
Right.
Yeah.
I think we wanted to talk about also publishing lists of our favorite books as well, especially
yeah.
in regards to like female authors or feminist subjects, because we definitely got a couple of requests for that,
mm-hmm.
And we want to make sure we keep updated information up there as well as really helpful books that can help you out in whatever you're researching and or what you're trying to figure out about yourself
yeah.
or encourage yourself, you know, all of those things.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm very excited about that. And a lot of you have written in, and I know a lot of you are voracious readers. So feel free to keep those suggestions coming. And another thing, I've been trying to start this for years.
You have.
Feminist Movie Friday.
Yeah.
Which would probably be once a month as well. Or maybe a show. It doesn't have to be a movie. But yeah, we pick something and go into it.
Right.
Yeah.
I kind of want us to have like a live recording of our reactions to these movies too. But
so
that's a pipe dream.
Mostly silence and then occasional cursing and gasping.
No, I'll probably like make some kind of reference to like what the and then a lot of bleeping.
Yeah.
Cuz that's probably going to be me.
Mm-hmm.
I would love like producer Andrew to be a part of our movie times as well because we know he has missed out on a lot of the good stuff that you and I have talked about.
Yes.
But then it turns out you have missed out on a lot of good stuff that producer Andrew and I have talked about.
You're talking about Batman.
I'm talking about so many movies.
Between
Batman, we talked about Short Circuit, we talked about
so many things.
What's
that the feminist
like,
take on
there's
Short
no feminist
Circuit.
Take. Except Ally Sheedy's wonderful. How about that?
Okay.
She was the perfect it girl, but not it girl. You know what I'm
Ooh.
Saying?
So is that
think
like,
about that. The '80s, the 90s had the girls that were cute, but not necessarily this beautiful standard that has happened recently.
Mm.
Ally Sheedy, I love her.
Okay.
But she is like a cute, adorable. But this is also the precursor of the, like the pixie manic stuff.
Okay.
Because I think, I don't know if how Molly Ringwald would have been. She's not pixie manic, but she was kind of the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
I would say. Maybe people would debate that with me. Let's have a debate, y'all. But I mean, stuff like that. I think it's a good thing. But I won't make you watch Short Circuit. That won't be one of us.
That's not going to be your suggestion?
No, that is going to be me and you. And I'm going to make you watch it with just me.
Off the podcast.
Right,
okay.
Right. But I'm just saying the tastes are so different.
Yeah.
I feel like having Andrew being a part of that, it will be just as fun.
Mm-hmm.
Make him watch Sex in the City or something.
Oh, my goodness.
He's already wincing.
Yeah,
I see it.
Yeah. He's going to tender his resignation. yeah, that's something that I had to come up with this like a year-long plan of what I thought.
You have a big list.
And every month I picked out a movie, and of course they were all horror movies, so I'll probably have to change that. That's not everyone's thing.
Right. I love horror movies. You and I bonded over this. Although mm-hmm. one of the suggestions that you gave me was awful.
It wasn't just me who gave you that.
It wasn't just you, but you brought it up as being one of your favorites or one of the most shocking.
Most shocking, I stand by.
I'm telling you what, it was awful, and I was so angry when I was watching the entire thing.
Well, can't win all the time, but well, it stayed with you, see?
I'm haunted for sure. I'm haunted forever. And it kind of does play that whole like crazy girl.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Because
yeah.
She was like. For y'all who are maybe like, what? It's called The Audition.
Yep.
And it's Japanese, right?
Mm-hmm.
Of course. I'm telling you what, those Japanese horror films really get you.
Yeah.
They get you good. But it was.
Russian horror movies also.
What?
Russian horror movies. They're pretty intense.
I don't know if I've seen too many Russian horror movies.
I have some suggestions for you.
Oh, Lord.
Anyway, this is something else we would love for people to write in. I do have very specific taste. Have been criticized for it before. But I don't have an experience with rom-coms. I don't, those 80s movies, I haven't seen
Molly
Ringwald movie.
I have some rom-com, so I got you.
Yeah, so.
I am cheesy.
Well, yeah. But
I can get cheesy.
We want to make sure all the interests
yes.
are represented. But we also want to pick ones that we can talk about the feminist, through a feminist lens, like what
right.
does this mean? What does this communicate?
Right.
So
hopefully it won't all be negative.
No, and I've said before on here, like, I'm someone, I feel like you can appreciate something and recognize the messages it's sending that are not great.
Right. I mean, I'm excited. Like, I know we should definitely watch, like, Tarantino movies.
Ooh.
Because they've got some fierce, fierce female characters.
There's a lot. Figure out about the rating of the movies.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, we would love for you listeners to help us shape this.
Yeah.
So.
I'm all about suggestions because half the things that we may be talking about, we don't, or that we would like to talk about, we don't know is a subject. For me, some of those things, I'm like, oh, yeah, we should definitely have a conversation about this.
Yes.
Because it doesn't necessarily, you know, we have two perspectives. And we know there's multi perspectives
mm-hmm.
that we're not hitting.
Mm-hmm.
So would love to hear more and more. I know we talked about, there was a listener who wanted to talk about what it is to be in between or normal size, I guess,
mm-hmm.
where you're not skinny, but neither are you thick
mm-hmm.
and big boned or plus size. And what does that mean in a society that recognizes, one
yeah.
or the other.
Mm-hmm.
And we wanted to talk about that. With that, what we talked about, what does healthy look like?
Yeah.
We talked about sexuality. I'm really excited about that one.
Mm-hmm.
Do want to talk about policies that are happening.
Mm-hmm.
In Georgia, today's a pretty significant day with our governor possibly signing into the heartbeat
yeah.
abortion law and was passed, unfortunately.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just my opinion. Stuff like that, we definitely want to talk to. And we talked about the fact that their last miniseries was very, very intense.
Yeah.
And we understand that for a lot of people, they're like, why are you getting so into this? You're talking about mental health a lot. You're talking about trauma a lot.
You bummed me out.
Yeah, you bummed me out.
You bummed me out. I'm like, well, I don't really know how to not bum you out about this topic.
I mean, and I think that's That's understandable. Once again, we got called the Lost Girls in the Minds of the Lost, and, you know, that's also understandable. And we want to bring in as many interesting, and if we can find even more lighthearted, but some of our stuff is going to be intense. That's kind of who I am.
Yeah.
Just to go ahead and throw it out there. I've always been called intense. I'm a Libra. So I'm all about justice.
Is that what that means?
I'm all about justice and balance. It is actually very true to me.
Okay.
Yeah, I like the balance. I like equality. I am all about fairness. I get really upset.
Yes. Yes.
If something is not fair. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, that doesn't make sense. And it doesn't make sense to me if I can't, like, balance it out.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of who I am. And I think, like I said, the next few episodes, we're hoping to keep it a little more neutral. Because I can't, when it comes to feminism, how do you not get passionate?
Yeah.
You know
sure.
what I mean? So it's not going to be...
Yeah. And I think, like, listeners understand and want to hear. We can't shy away from something just because it's difficult to talk
right.
about.
And that's not who I am either.
No. But there's so much to talk about out there. And I think, like, having a book club and a movie club, these will be kind of... Maybe, not always, but like lighter things.
Right.
Because we do need those breaks. Like, we need them too.
Yeah. And that's why I'm like really excited about some of the interviews that we're going to have and some of the conversations we're going to have and just questions. Like, it's okay to have questions and it's not all ridiculously serious, but we definitely have a lot to talk about. And
yeah.
when it comes to feminism, we should be standing strong and having a very, very strong opinion.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Yeah, and I am so glad to have you here.
To go on tangents like that?
Yes. Yes. And I know this episode wasn't, our patented research
no.
was not in here. But we just wanted to kind of level set before we
right.
embark on this new thing, which we are really excited about, and we are really excited to have you as part of it.
Right.
And again, really grateful. That you've been so supportive, listeners, and that right. you've stuck around.
Yeah, so I will be around.
Yes.
Yay. Also, I'll be around on social media, too.
Yes.
So I am handling that for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
But I do read all of your messages, and I thank you so much. If I like them, please know. It's because I like them.
Yeah.
It's not just because I'm sitting there looking at, I got to do this, this, this. I spend a lot of time on mm-hmm. the social medias.
Yeah.
I do.
Yes, and I very much appreciate that.
I like it. Keep talking to me.
Yeah, keep talking to her. And if you would like to email us, you can. If you get any suggestions, you're going to jump on this book club, movie club, any topics, you can send that message to our new email, stuffmediamomstuff@iheartmedia.com. If you send it to the old one, it will still go
right.
to the new one. So don't worry about that.
But it is stuffmediamomstuff@iheartmedia.com.
Such a good hype woman.
I got you.
if you would like to connect on Twitter, it's @MomStuffPodcast. And on Instagram, it's @StuffMomNeverToldYou. Thanks, as always, to our super producer, Andrew Howard.
Andrew.
And thanks to you for listening.
Yay.
Stuff Mom Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio's How Stuff Works. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly boring since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.